How can I see the light when it's so dark? Journey to a Thankful Heart. Meister Eckhart told us many, many years ago, if the only prayer you ever say in life is thank you, this is enough. I began writing this book with the idea that I wanted to write something about gratitude, but I had a particular experience that nailed it for me, that absolutely set me off in another direction. I flipped on the evening news one day, and there it was, another heart-wrenching post-Katrina image. A stunned young woman was standing in the mid of the wreckage of what had been her home, mumbling her tearful thanks for being alive. Indeed, it seemed that her ability to breathe was about all that was left in the carnage around her. I'm sure I reacted much in the same way as most of you did when you saw all these images on television. As my heart twisted at the depth of her loss, I felt questions bubbling up. I'd already let go of the initial reaction of why did this happen to her. I knew the futility and spiritual paralysis that result from getting stuck in that philosophical ditch. You know it, the one called why. Why did this happen? But there were other stirrings in my soul. I began to ask other internal questions. How would she climb out of this? What might ignite her hope? Was gratitude a sham in a situation like this, a mere mouthing of words? How would she truly feel when these TV cameras were gone? Would her thanksgiving continue to spring forth then? And how could she possibly sustain it? Everything from scripture to science catalogs the benefits and advisability of cultivating a grateful heart. We are told that it improves the immune system. We are told that it enriches relationships with God, self, and others. The journey to thankfulness is clearly a road worth taking. But, on the other hand, one can't bulldoze over the barriers of logic and fairness that so obviously litter the path. My own attitude about gratitude has come full circle through the years. As a young girl, I was encouraged to mirror the song lyrics of those times. Keep your sunny side up, up. Hide the side that gets blue. Or look for the silver lining whenever clouds appear in the sky. Or keep on smiling, because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you, and so forth. But I was always to remain positive no matter what. Then adulthood introduced me to a healthy cynicism, in which psychologists were urging everyone toward radical honesty. We were told to face your feelings, to get it all out. The power of positive thinking was relegated and dismissed as pie-in-the-sky theology, harmful at worst and naive at best. A kind of behavioral band-aid that was really out of touch with reality. I began to think that authentic thanksgiving has to be more than that. But through the years, life keeps poking at me and stirring up questions. And every now and then I notice that children in every culture automatically smile when they're delighted. I hear the natural cries of gracias, merci beaucoup, and thank you. And I wonder where this natural impulse bubbles from, and most of all, how we can cultivate it and nurture it. However, my life experience also reveals our common tendency to get mired in negativity and caught in a downward spiral of worst-case scenarios. There's something primal, God-given, and mysterious in the way we're created. Even the way we're linked to feelings of gratitude. Recently, I saw a TV special that was entitled Greed and Giving, and it ended with a piece on the latest medical research revealing the holistic link between generosity, gratitude, and health. The lab can actually measure, and has done so repeatedly, the degree to which acts of gratitude actually release positive hormones and strengthen the immune system in very significant ways that can actually be quantified and measured. Now, that fact alone is enough to grab our selfish attention and our natural desire for self-preservation. But I hope that over these next broadcasts, we can begin to dig beneath that surface reality in which the motivating factor is just our own well-being. In order to do that, we're going to need to go beneath that desire for gratitude as good behavior, gratitude as good manners, gratitude for our own good health, gratitude as something that works well for us and for society as a whole. How can we rediscover this primal urge and nurture it? I seem to write best and think best and reason best and pray best if I'm in the midst of the experience about which I'm writing or praying or thinking. And as I tried to peel back the layers of this whole matter of gratitude, I embarked on a search that led me to dark corners that I couldn't seem to write my way out of or think my way out of. And it surprised me. I felt as if I had entered some mysterious dark cave where the only candle left burning was faith. And I started out thinking that gratitude was actually a simple matter. I was wrong. When the scripture tells us to be thankful in all things, it doesn't say for all things. It's obviously pointing to something deeper, something more complex than good behavior or good feelings or taking pleasure in things or simply counting our best blessings. I think when we look at the phrase, be thankful in all things, it leads us to explore the real meaning of Christian hope. That authentic thankfulness, that state of being, that's independent of circumstances. Now, there are many cliches that we've heard through the years that hint at this. The French speak of joie de vivre. We speak of rolling with the punches, going with the flow, living in the moment, smelling the roses. The Bible talks about the peace that passes all understanding, that is, a deep sense of rest in a sea of unrest. Real thanksgiving involves a kind of joy and acceptance of life. Now, when I say acceptance, I don't want that to be misunderstood as approval or condoning everything that happens or fatalism, saying, you know, that's just the way it has to be. I must accept this or I must have deserved it. It's more akin to a letting go of the question why and a feeling of it is as it is with no judgment. It reminds me of Moses' Old Testament query of God when he asked God, tell me your name, to which God replies, I am that I am. And I think we can say that an acceptance of life involves our saying from a very, very deep-centered place, it is as it is. Of course, when I began to write about gratitude, the first thing that I thought of was to go on a relentless search for a good definition. And I did that. I went to many texts, not just the dictionary, but a lot of the great writers on the subject. Every time I found a sort of definition, no matter how good it sounded or how credible its author, there was inevitably a yes but. There was an exception to the rule. Of course, the conventional definition that I kept running into was being aware of one's blessings, or the recurrent affirmation of what is working in one's life, and that's certainly a valid definition. But there was a tiny, insistent voice inside me that kept saying, "Well, what about what's not working? What about the dark times, the days when everything falls in the ditch? What then? Where does gratitude go then? How can I remain grateful in the midst of that?" And I began to think of the sort of unity that we find even in a drink of water. For instance, if I'm thirsty, stick my face in the water, I can't drink the oxygen and not the hydrogen that's in the water. Because if you remove one or the other, it's no longer water. And likewise in life, I can't drink only of happiness and not of the sorrow and have life remain life. So there's an inclusiveness and a holistic quality to life that we'll explore in later broadcasts. On the search for a good definition, I always ran into the inference that gratitude is a choice, and certainly it sometimes is. One chooses to place the energy in a positive place instead of a negative place, and as a result of that, one feels more grateful. Then I had a yes but experience, something that happened that shot that assumption in the foot. It was an experience where gratitude bubbled up out of nowhere for no apparent reason. I'm sure you've all experienced this. And sometimes it's a result of nothing that one can identify. And sometimes it's a result of just people being real and truthful and honest and totally authentic with each other, feeling what they feel, accepting the truth. And sometimes that enables one to feel grateful, even if the words that are being said are not particularly pleasant. When we're having an honest conversation with someone, there's often a feeling of gratitude that comes up, that comes into one's consciousness, even as something perhaps unpleasant is being discussed. One becomes grateful for just the truth of it, the authentic exchange. So eventually I abandoned trying to find a complete definition. I found that every dark corner that I wrote myself into was full of mystery and paradox, and that indeed the candle burning in the midst of that darkness was called faith. So then the question becomes, how can we live with faith in this tension that exists between tragedy and hope? How can we deal honestly, not only with the big losses, but with the daily disappointments, the irritations, the aches and the pains, the rocky relationships, the unpaid bills? Gratitude is indeed more a process than a choice. Although there are choices we make unconsciously every day that thwart our best intentions and our best choices, I think you'll discover as we talk in future broadcasts that there are many choices we can make that cooperate with the sacred dynamic of Thanksgiving. But first, we must dare to believe that the journey to a thankful heart is a trip worth taking. After we believe, we have to confront the barriers that sidetrack us. Be honest about them. Then we'll consider navigating the bridges to gratitude, where we can somehow find practical ways to dismantle those barriers that sidetrack us and build bridges to deeper gratitude. And then finally, through grace, through the belief in the barriers and the bridges, we may actually find ourselves becoming thankful people. So I invite you to come along with me and explore the complex and challenging journey to a thankful heart.